AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wiggehow, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are out with their plan to maintain American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. Pete Schwabe reports.
The GOP bill would spend more than $700 million to meet the state's obligation to keep up the Brewers Stadium through at least 2050. $400 million would come from income taxes collected from player salaries. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's best to keep the Brewers in Wisconsin.
The state of Wisconsin owns this facility. If the Brewers leave, we will continue to own this facility, so the taxpayers are on the hook, whether we like it or not.
The money will also go to winterize the stadium, so events of all kinds can be held there year-round. Voss says he's trying to rally bipartisan support and that a bill could pass as early as October. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Republicans rejected Governor Evers' plan to use $290 million of the budget surplus to pay for maintenance until at least 2043. The federal government shuts down in 2 weeks if Congress and the president don't pass a new budget. Republican Congressman Brian Stiles says he's optimistic a deal can get done, even if it's just to buy a little extra time.
There's a lot of conversation here about maybe 30, 45 days. I think 30 days is probably pretty reasonable. Give us a little bit of breathing room, but keep the pressure on to get these bills done.
Stiles spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Open enrollment season starts soon for many health care plans. People who get health insurance through their jobs are urged to look into their options. Suzanne Potter reports.
Dr. Rhonda Randall with United Healthcare advises people to pay close attention to the coverage for specialty benefits such as dental, vision, hearing, critical illness, and mental health.
You want to know what specifically you're going to have access to. How big is the network of therapists and psychiatrists and mental health professionals? Some employers offer navigation or advocacy services to help you find a good fit.
United Healthcare sponsors a website that explains the difference between terms like monthly premium, copay, coinsurance, and deductibles. They also have a page to help people understand the various Medicare plans. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin began offering abortion services once again today. They've been on hold in Wisconsin since the Dobbs decision last year. Lawyers for the healthcare clinics say Wisconsin's 1849 ban does not criminalize abortions. The abortions are being done at clinics in Milwaukee and Madison, but not Sheboygan. Around 100 pro-life activists were outside Madison Planned Parenthood this morning. They dispersed peacefully shortly after they opened. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Nate Wiggehow, and this is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Republicans have announced their $614 million plan to use state and local funds for renovations at American Family Field. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says roughly $200 million would come from Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee, and the Brewers would contribute about $100 million. Speaker Voss also noted that this plan would not raise taxes for residents. Under the proposal, the Brewers would extend their lease with the city of Milwaukee to 2050. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf plans to stay on the job amid her legally questionable dismissal by Republicans in the state Senate. In an interview with WISN, Wolf said, "There has been this effort to bully us, to harass us, to try to get us to give in to political pressure, and I will not do that. I think it would set a dangerous precedent that says if you bully and harass an elected official enough, they'll just leave." Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has also filed a lawsuit for an order to retain Wolf as administrator. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers are in St. Louis. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open up a four-game series tonight against the last-place St. Louis Cardinals. It's the start of a seven-game road trip for the crew. They have a six-and-a-half-game lead now over the Cubs in the NL Central heading into tonight's game. The Cardinals are 18 games behind first place with a losing record at home of 32-42 so far. Veteran Adam Wainwright on the mound for St. Louis against the Brewers' Freddy Peralta. The game gets underway at Busch Stadium about 6:45 tonight. In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers say they learned some things about themselves in their 35-14 win over Georgia Southern on Saturday. Wisconsin quarterback Tanner Mordecai ran for 2 touchdowns. So did running back Braylon Allen. The Badgers defense created 6 turnovers, including 5 interceptions, head coach Luke Fickell.
They made the plays when they were thrown their way. And some people laugh, you know, well, they were thrown right to a couple of them. Well, there were, but they've also been thrown to us before and the ball hasn't bounced. So when the plays were there, they had an opportunity to make them.
The Badgers face Purdue Friday night. NFL, the Packers' next opponent, the Saints, square off against the Panthers in Carolina, 6:15 tonight, followed by the Browns and the Steelers at 8:15, part of a Monday night football doubleheader. The Packers now back in Green Bay after a disappointing 25-24 loss to the Falcons. Left guard Elton Jenkins revealed today he suffered a torn MCL in his left knee. Did David Bakhtiari sit out yesterday at left tackle because it was on turf? Matt LaFleur this afternoon.
So Bakhtiari, was that a turf decision?
Yeah, no, I mean, we all know that Dave's been dealing with this, and so, no.
So could this be a thing where he doesn't play in any game?
You guys, I'm not going to get into that. Like, we all know this is 2 years now, so I'm not going to get into it. It's probably going to be like this from here on out.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition, a happier Monday, happy hour. Dom, I want to turn our attention towards Bernie Sanders in a moment. But in the meantime, Bernie Sanders in regards to the UAW strike. But we still got some backyard politicking to do. Your buddy, Sheriff Dave Day Clark Jr.
Uh-oh.
Got wrote up over into page 6, Dom. Dan Weiss at it again. Yeah. David Clark is talking about a Senate bid. Here's what he says about January 6th and the Proud Boys. Ready for this, fella? Last time we paid any real attention to former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., he was being booted off Fox News. Well, that can happen to the best of us, Tom.
You speak from experience, Michael.
I don't know for sure. They just haven't called me in a year and 3 months. After being booted off Fox News, being shunned by Donald Trump's family. Well, that's happened to me for my entire life, Dom, and was breaking up with his business partner. No, we're still doing a show. Who he said was a Muslim Brotherhood operative who duped him. Well, I understand the duping part, but the Muslim Brotherhood, David A. Clark Jr., have you met the guy? He was also pulling down a government pension, more than 100 grand a year. That's sweet work,
state, man.
If you don't have to do it, Dom. But now Clark is talking openly with national media outlets about running as a Republican against Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin next year, even though he has no money or a statewide operation. Madison mogul Eric Hovde is expected to enter the race, and Franklin businessman Scott Mayer is considering a run. So, what has the controversial sheriff been up to the past 2 or 3 years? What has he been up to, Dom?
Well, first, Crudy, Clark set up a nonprofit business called Rise Up Wisconsin. Even though the group is relatively new, it was delinquent with the state until Clark was asked about it by Journal Sentinel last week. The same day, he filed an annual report for the group and took steps so it is restored to good standing. I mean, that's a click button, man. You got to register. You got to reply to the state. That's not a big deal, man.
That's like the $25 annual reporting fee. And if you don't pay it, if you're delinquent, they'll deregister your corporation.
Eventually, yes, but whatever. Okay.
It's happened to every small businessman in their career.
Yes. He has also been talking a lot on social media and elsewhere, saying the kind of stuff that would make it extremely difficult for him to win a general election. For instance, he said the Capitol insurrection on January 6th was child's play, a joke,
a frat party gone wild.
Toga
has called for pardoning everyone involved in it. He claimed the only violence was the death of writer Ashley Babbitt, even though the rioters assaulted police officers more than 1,000 times, according to Politico. You know, as a former cop, you think the guy take a little umbrage with the MAGAs attacking cops, but, you know, what do I know? He has also insinuated that the riot could have been an inside job, calling it a fedsurrection. Fedsurrection.
See what he did there, Tom? He's so clever, that Clark.
Clark has singled out the
Proud Boys. Are you serious, Clark?
Whom authorities say played a central role in the Capitol mob action, urging the FBI to drop its investigation into the group. He also said that the Proud Boys are non-threatening and non-violent, and said the charges against top members of the organizations are an abuse of power. Wow. We need a chapter of the Proud Boys right here in Wisconsin, Clark said in a Milwaukee rally just 2 months before the January 6th insurrection. What?
I thought he was the law and order type. Wasn't he literally the sheriff? The sheriff's now against law and order. Or at least he would make associations with those that would take up rightist insurrections, seditious insurrections, charged, convicted, and sentenced. I mean, this is, do you not believe in the criminal justice system you used to be a part of? I mean, he used to run the jails, let people die all the time. Now these poor January Sixers, I'm sure that's part of his attitude as well, judging by the only violence was against Ashley Babbitt. Are you freaking kidding me? Have you met Michael Fanone or seen his testimony during the January 6th? It's really pretty
gruesome.
Have you
seen any of the videos, man? Do you know how Google works? You got a YouTube account, man? Click on the video button. Three leaders of the far-right group have been sentenced to between 15, 17, and 22 years behind bars for engaging in seditious conspiracy for their roles in masterminding and leading the Capitol riot. Those were among the longest sentences handed down for January 6th defendants. But that's not all. Clark said voting in Wisconsin is not fair, open, or honest. He sure loved it when he got elected, though, didn't he? He was fine with that. He went on to claim that fraud detection experts he was working with turned up a lot of irregularities in Wisconsin's 2020 vote. Oh, yes. Lots of irregularities. Very serious allegations, Michael.
You serious, Clark?
Who are you working with, Clark? Mike Lindell? Cyber Ninjas? The MyPillow guy? The Kraken lady, Sydney Powell?
Fraud detection experts.
Yes. Yes.
We got top people working on it right now.
Is that Gableman? Jeanette?
Who?
Janelle Brangen?
Top people. Give me a Raiders of the Lost Ark there, man. President Joe Biden beat Trump by 21,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2020, if you believe the election. A result has been confirmed by two recounts paid by Trump, state audits and partisan review, conservative study, and multiple lawsuits. Clark hasn't come forward with his supposed evidence of improper voting. Oh, but he's got a good feeling about it, folks. He was blasted by, he has blasted fellow Republicans, such as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell,
Rhino,
Senator Mitt Romney,
Rhino,
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy,
Rhino,
while repeatedly praising Georgia Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
My kind of girl.
Finally, Clark has called abortion legalized murder and asserted that the procedure is as immoral as a wrong as slavery. Abortion is as immoral a wrong as slavery, suggested that the procedure should be banned. Oh, beg it, Democrats, Clark wrote on X on July of 2022. They claim gun control will save lives. So will a ban on abortion. That kills more lives than guns do, he wrote. Amid all this, Clark was temporarily banned from X for three posts that seemed to call for violence against members of the media.
It's pitchforks, torches time in America. That son of a bitch. Violence against the media. You know, he fills in on right-wing talk radio. He does like a podcast.
Is he kind of media too, right? Are you talking about violence against yourself there, Clark?
Dominic, of course, all these incendiary statements come in addition to Clark's record as sheriff when at least four inmates died at the Milwaukee County Jail. He appeared on conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' show, and he traveled to Russia in 2015 on a trip paid for by a group funded by Scott Walker's former girlfriend and convicted Russian agent, Maria Butina. You remember that?
I sure do.
Over the years, he has also referred to Black Lives Matter as Black Lies Matter.
Oh, even, Vicky McKenna.
Yeah, they both parrot that. Yeah. And one said the movement would join forces with ISIS. Now, last week, Clark did not respond to questions about his organization, his recent comments and past statements about not wanting to run for the U.S. Senate. I have no interest in running for elected office other than being sheriff, he said in his memoir, 2017, Cop Under Fire. Behind the scenes, Republican leaders say they know of no one on their side who's taking a possible Clark candidacy seriously. No one? Democrats, meanwhile, say they would love to run against Clark, who last ran as a conservative Dem in 2016, officially Eric Wolf, Rapid Response Director for the state's Democratic Party, said this on Friday. Tammy Baldwin will win next November, undoubtedly. Undoubtedly, Dom, they can't even scrounge up a decent candidate. No matter which far-right Republican emerges from what is sure to be a messy GOP primary, Wisconsinites have shown over and over again that they reject the extreme MAGA agenda of politicians like David A. Clark Jr. In recent days, Clark has been feuding with his own side, reaffirmed his stance that establishment Republicans and campaign groups like the National Republican Senatorial Committee do not want him to run for Senate. Who really does, Clark? Here's what he said via, you know, the former Twitter. I will not allow the at NRSC and NRC, that's spelling incorrect, to leave me high and dry after the primary. They want nothing to do with me. They can't control me. They would sacrifice winning control of the Senate rather than get behind me. Oh, no, I suspect they cannot control him, Dom. Is that the problem? They can't control him?
A little bit more here, Michael. Republicans in Washington, D.C. have largely remained silent about Clark's attacks, but NRSC Chairman Steve Daines, a senator from Montana, told the Journal Sentinel, quote, "Well, we're looking for candidates who can win primaries and general elections. The feud is nothing new. Back in April, shortly after Clark first indicated his interest in running for the Senate, he said on his podcast the Republican leaders were seeking filthy rich candidates because their side was trailing Democrats in fundraising. Clark said this meant more old white guys on the ballot. Do you know what this reeks of? Asked Clark, who's black. Minority candidates and women candidates need not apply. That may be the most sensible thing the guy has said in quite a while, writes Daniel Bice over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
You know, I think it was about a year ago, although Clark had appeared on our show and we questioned why. Came back and we questioned why again. And I remember the accusation leveled against him that brought the invitation. We called Fran, then Clark's person over at Milwaukee County. Well, Mandela Barnes, then an assemblyman, said that David A. Clark wasn't really a black man. Didn't live the black experience, Dom. And he came on to say, well, you know how thin his resume is. I research everyone. He's so thin. I said, well, if you vet everyone, you wouldn't have appeared on the Devil's Advocates radio show. And then Vicky McKenna reintroduces me to all hat, no cattle, David A. Clark Jr. at the Wisconsin State Capitol about a year ago. She gave me a big hug, and I think she confused me for you because she thought we were friends. And I'm thinking, no, you're thinking of Dom, Vicky. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. You can be my friend. 844-967-2789.
Right now. Who? Top men.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you are fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 53. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, highs around 73. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows around 55. Temperatures well above average. Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 73.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, the Maggie Don Show. WLAK.
Country on Earth, a nation in which the wealthiest people are becoming phenomenally rich. But we have over 40 million people living in poverty. The very least that we can say is that nobody in America goes...
Piper Bernie Sanders for the middle class.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
No hesitation. With the right ideas to lead this great nation. No handouts, no special interest.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines as always at 844-967-2789. If you don't want to remember the 800 number, just get the Civic Media app. You can hit the button, text us, call us. civicmedia.us.
Dom, did I mention still feeling the burn all these years later? Still feeling the burn. And I've been accused of being ageist by you and a few others, but I'd vote for 82-year-old Bernie Sanders to be president because he's got plenty of vigor. He's still out there kicking ass and taking names. And he's coming to Madison on Friday. Unfortunately, if you didn't get tickets, a little too late now. But we do have sound of Bernie Sanders, one of my favorite politicians, Dom. And, you know, the only time I've ever been politifacted in my life, mostly true, I said that Bernie Sanders was the most popular politician in America. And there was some poll somewhere where Obama was 1 point higher. So I got it mostly true. But, you know, I'll take it, man. To be associated forever in the vaults of PolitiFact Wisconsin with Bernie Sanders. I'll take it, fella. Now, we've got some sound of Bernie Sanders, do we not?
We do.
I don't have the rundown in front of me, Dom. I'm pulling it up now.
I have it in front of me, Crudy. I am prepared. Thank you, Nate, for doing all
the hard
work.
I got my pencil. Give me something to write on.
Bernie Sanders, the UAW strike. You know, he is a man of the working people. Bernie had something to say. Enough is enough. Cut one, please, Nate.
Brothers and sisters, enough is enough.
Yeah, baby. Let's keep rolling. Cut two, please.
The CEOs of General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, and their major stockholders on Wall Street have got to understand they cannot have it all.
I want it all, and I want it now, Queen said. The few and the many, cut three.
We refuse to accept a society in which so few have so much and so many have so little.
Do you know what it's like? Cut four.
And I say to Ms. Barrow, do you have any clue what it's like for one of your workers to try to survive on $17 an hour?
She makes $29 million per year, Dom. Like 300 times her average employee's wage. It's a lot of jing. $29 million a year, $3 million a month, damn near. Like $2.5 million. I hate to round up on her. How do you live on that?
It's tough. She is the CEO of GM. Calling her out, cut five.
Do you know, Ms. Barra, what it's like to try to raise a family, put food on the table, and pay rent when you're making $20 an hour?
I don't think she's probably had that experience quite a long time, if ever. A Bernie on the redistribution of wealth. Cut six.
In the last 50 years, there has been a massive redistribution of wealth. Problem is, it's gone in the wrong direction.
From the bottom up.
It depends on what side you're on, right?
The 1% takes from the 99%, Dom, I'm telling you.
That's true. Cut number seven, please.
If the ruling class of this country wants a redistribution of wealth, we're going to give it to them.
Oh, sound like what you're saying there, Bernie. One more, cut eight.
Despite record-breaking corporate profits, despite corporate America spending hundreds of billions on dividends and stock paybacks, the average American worker today is worse off than he or she was 50 years ago.
Dom, you remember Cash for Clunkers? You remember when we, the American people, bailed out GM and the other major automakers here in the United States? Sure. Without the backstop of the American taxpayer, they probably wouldn't be in existence. In fact, I believe I heard President Joe Biden brag about that once. Osama bin Laden is dead, and GM is alive. We had some part in that, and I'm glad that they're a profitable corporation. I'm rooting for the American automakers.
Well, I'm glad that we decided as a country to step up and loan money out. And my understanding, most of the money's been paid back, unlike what Trump did during his trade wars, where he just gave billions of dollars to the farmers that never got paid back.
But you know what else happened? Major concessions from organized labor. Labor did their part, man. They gave their pound of flesh. And now they're asking for a fair deal. And the corporate profits, my understanding, this would cut into corporate profits like $5-6 billion a year. They got more than that in stock buybacks proposed currently as they tell their workers they can't afford to pay them. I mean, that's rich. That's ballsy.
I mean, it's the same. It's more of the same, man. The struggle continues.
844-967-2789. I still feel the burn. Mark from the SAC. Welcome back, Mark. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, doing okay. Doing okay, thanks, guys. Yeah, and it's interesting to see who Robin Voss has picked for his committee, considering he's picked the one we know about is the Madison Strangler, for God's sake.
You're talking about should we impeach Protasiewicz Commission, where he grabbed David Prosser, who, of course, has got a history of grabbing people by the neck.
And grabbing whatever campaign contributions he can get and say, well, I don't, that was so long, it's such a long time ago, I don't need
that. This is last year, Mark.
Pay attention to that. That's last year. Right. And what gets me is if they wanted to have recusal rules, then why didn't they set up recusal rules before Janet Protasiewicz came in? They had months there to do it, and they decided not to do it. I mean, it's just ridiculous because she had done nothing unethical in her campaign. I mean, and she said, if the Democratic Party comes before me, I'll recuse myself there. Well, then Robin Voss is saying, by his talking about the redistricting thing, he's made it political, and he's admitted it as political, and he's saying, we'll shut out the Democrats here. I mean, it just called the guy out of his line. She should just sit and say, just give him the thing. I mean,
give him the bird. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Come back, talk Bernie love, Protasiewicz love. Trudy love, hardly ever, Dom love, 844-96-PARTY.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 1215, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. 7 U.S. citizens detained by Iran, now on their way home.
For today, for this moment, it's very good to be able to say that our fellow citizens are free.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the UN General Assembly. Those 7 expected to arrive in the U.S. later today. President Biden will address the UN General Assembly tomorrow. A suspect arrested in the weekend killing of a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy, Kevin Salazar, barricaded himself in a home before police arrested him. It's day 4 of the UAW strike against Detroit's Big Three, and still no breakthroughs.
I feel good. I feel like we're doing it for a great cause, and
I was always taught if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, and I think that's what we're doing out here.
Union organizer Lauren McCallum works at Stellantis' plant in Toledo, Ohio. That was one of the first three targeted by the union. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. One of the former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices chosen by Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to investigate the potential impeachment of newly elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz donated to her election opponent. A News Press Now report alleged former Justice David Prosser gave Protasiewicz's opponent $500. Further, former Justice Prosser also did not recuse himself from cases involving a law that he himself helped pass as a Wisconsin lawmaker. Wisconsin lawmakers have proposed a bill to make driver's education more affordable and accessible for residents. The proposal would give the Wisconsin Department of Transportation $6 million in funding to make driver's education classes free for qualified students. Currently, a driver's education course could run a student upwards of $400 to $600, which prevents some students from taking the course. Officials hope that not only will this increase the number of students getting their license at 16, but will teach them proper driving safety and make Wisconsin roads safer. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
DeVec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Monday Happier Happy Hour. It's a big Monday edition when you join us, 844-967-2789. There are not enough politicians that inspire yours truly in the current sense. I miss me some Bernie Sanders. Well, he's not dead. He's not running for anything currently, but he's not dead. He's in the U.S. Senate. He's an important member. You know, let's not forget the Democrats control the gavel's over on the Senate side, and our buddy Bernie Sanders has a gavel. Here's one interesting thing. Not only is he supportive of the UAW workers out on strike, and in fact, he's been relatively supportive of Joe Biden for being supportive of the UAW workers so far. But Bernie Sanders, over the course of the weekend, made a proposition to him. I'm not sure if I'm down with this. Every time Bernie says something to me, I'm like, wow, that seems a little too progressive, even for yours truly. Here it is. Bernie Sanders calling for a serious discussion of the four-day work week. The latest from Bernie, he said, if there are technological advances, if AI is going to make us more, ever more efficient, that time savings, that efficiency savings should pass, that benefit should pass to the worker.
No. The efficiency increases, production increases, and profits roll upstairs. See, to the shareholders. See how that works? That's how it's supposed to go, Crudy.
Well, that's the way it's
been more efficient. Technology's made us more efficient over the last 50 years.
And the workers aren't getting paid.
That rolling down to the working people.
That used to be the way it was, right? The more efficient, the more productive the plant was, the worker was, the higher the compensation level they'd be able to garner. And that is less so the case every single day. We've seen the stagnation of wages. We've seen the crippling of unions, especially here in the state of Wisconsin. Everybody remembers Scott Walker and the bomb that was Act 10. And then it was right to work after he said, keep it off the table, put her on the back burner, don't want to talk about it. Then he signed it immediately after being reelected. Scott Walker attacked and decimated. You know, if that was your goal, Scott Walker, mission accomplished in that regard, decimated the union movement here in the state of Wisconsin. And Scott Walker did it primarily to undermine his political opponents because the unions in so many ways were the foot soldiers for the Democratic Party. Well, what say you, Dom? 4-day work week. I mean, man, if yes. I can get 4 days out of you, that's like two more than I get most weeks.
Yeah, man, I'm down, man. 4-day work week. I've joked with my wife for a long time that I 4 days a week, 4 hours a day. That's to me is a perfect. I'm so efficient, man. 4 days a week, 4 hours a day. It depends on you. Depend on your situation, right? We're talking about hourly working people. Got to be there, 40 hours a week, 9 to 5 kind of thing. Is he talking about, jamming those hours into, 4 10-hour days? Is he talking about, 4 8-hour days? Well, I guess I'm not sure, but I'm down, man. I mean, no question. As a society, as a civilization, we've increased our efficiencies in our manufacturing and in all things, right? I mean, back in the day, weren't robots supposed to be making our dinners by now, man? I remember the Jetsons. Where's the flying car?
Coming to a dealership near you soon, I suspect.
844.
Well, you got to wait for the strike to end. UAW on strike. That's not getting you a flying car any quicker.
844-967-2789. Crudy, you know who else? I mean, it's not just Senator Bernie Sanders, a friend of the working people.
Who else?
Donald Trump. Instead of attending the second Republican Party debate, Donald Trump will hold an event with 500 union workers from the United Auto Workers in Detroit. The event will come after Trump attacked the union for the strike. There are 13,000 workers at the UAW Big Three. Trump's 500-person rally would be 3.8% of the union workers.
When's that going to occur, Dom? When is the second RNC?
It's next week, like the 17th.
September 27th.
The 27th. I'm sorry. Yes. Next Wednesday, a week from Wednesday, the 27th, I believe.
You can tell how impactful it is to our lives and that we have to compare notes to see if we can remember what day it is.
What day Donald Trump will not show up again, because every time he opens his mouth, he puts himself in further legal jeopardy.
Well, that's the good news. At least he's taking advice from counsel, ?
I doubt it.
844-967-2789. Chris from Sun Prairie. Chris, I know you miss Bernie Sanders. I miss Bernie. He's not gone, but so many of his great ideas have been pushed aside as we fight these fights just to maintain democracy.
Yeah, well, I'm going to see him on Friday because I got my ticket.
Oh, good, yeah, good job.
Well done, Chris.
Yeah, so I'm going to take my grandson along with me. It'll be his first time, so that'll be nice.
And how old is Nick now? How old is...
No.
Different grandson?
Not Nick. This is my oldest grandson. He's 18 now.
Okay.
So all right. Voting age, so baby. That's awesome. Right. Yeah. You get after that, Chris.
Yeah, because Nick's only 11. He does Labor Fest with us, but he's not yet voting age, but he's old enough to volunteer at Labor Fest, which they both do every year, which is awesome. So, yeah, I'm really excited to see Bernie. I'm still feeling the burn, never stopped. And I'm happy to see Labor getting out there and doing what they're doing, because we really need to be pushing right now. I'm really hoping the message keeps getting out there that the employees for the auto workers all took concessions in order to allow the automakers to not go under. And when it came time for them to share the wealth, they did not do it voluntarily. They're being forced to do it. So,
Well, they never do anything voluntarily. You know what I'm saying, Chris? No one's going to like, hey, I'm going to just take benevolently that, give money out of my pocket to you because that's how we do it. I
mean, take that raise out of my cold, dead hands?
You're right. Greed is good,
well,
Chris.
You know,
didn't you see the movie?
And well, that's why we should change the laws and we should change them back to forcing these companies to actually reinvest in their companies like they used to do. Because we used to have laws that didn't let them take as much money and they would have to like reinvest in their companies because of the taxes. And then they would invest in their employees and education and other things a lot more than they do now. But, you know, I just think that people should know that, you know, when they have unions, a lot of times the unions will work with employers. I know that my husband's union has worked with the county on issues when they've had to cut budgets, and sure, and they've been able to cut them in ways that they've saved some jobs. Instead of cutting jobs, they've been able to cut in other places in order to save jobs. These are important for workers to have a voice at the table, you know, so that they can perhaps cut in a better way, in a way that won't hurt people as much. In the case of the auto workers, it saved that industry. And I really think that it's terrible that we have to force these people to share the wealth when the auto industry was saved by the workers.
Chris, we are seeing something of a renaissance for the labor movement. I'm encouraged. Do you think Democrats do get credit and should get credit if we see a resurgence in labor? Because my fear is Republicans just go out there and say, we're now the party of the working people and the family and God, and they just keep claiming stuff. And the Democrats never really fight that with the counter narrative or deliverables, Chris. But what's your thought?
Well, my thoughts are that the rank and file get credit for the rank and file being out there and putting pressure on everybody to do what they need, rather than any party. I really think that the people on the ground are the ones that are going to put the pressure on all politicians, because I don't believe that we really can count any time on one party of doing anything. The Democrats, there are Democrats that are pro-labor, but I saw parts of Build Back Better that were gutted, that were parts for the people. And I know that Biden only had so many votes. I understand that. But I also understand that a lot of times we don't get what we want. So I think that the people need to push, and I think it's on us, the people, to keep on pushing for what we need. I really am one that believes in, you know, membership and the people pushing for what they need. And that's where I put my efforts, and it's where I'll continue to put my efforts is in pushing politicians to do what we need them to do. I think we really have to. And I hope labor continues to do what they're doing right now by putting the pressure on where it needs to be put. Democrats are doing a better job. I like Joe Biden. I like what Biden's doing. I was not for him. I was for Bernie. But I've been very pleased with what President Biden is doing. I see some dissent in the party, which I don't understand on him. But I think we should support President Biden. I think he's been doing a great job.
Chris, before we let you run, do you support Bernie Sanders' newest proposition, 4-day work week?
Oh, yes, definitely. Of course. Yeah, and I think working people should get that. I don't think that we should figure out a way to make them work 10-hour work days either, Dom.
Dom's going to get his pound of flesh out of you one way or another, Chris.
No. Well, I'm past that. I'm retirement. So and I'm done.
Chris.
Anyway, we want to give people a break.
Appreciate your call. Now, I'm going to disagree with you. I don't like the 4-day work week. I mean, I'm okay with it.
Why?
If you've... Because I don't think enough gets accomplished in 4 days, man. I don't think enough gets accomplished in 5 days sometimes. And I understand, as someone...
Come on, man. You can work... I mean, it depends on the job. You can work nonstop every day, every single day. 24 hours a day,
have you
7 days
me?
A week, 365. You can do that, man. I mean, I know it. But your brain spinning isn't, you know, nailing a hammer, riveting a, you know,
no,
a car.
No,
I mean,
no doubt. That's, I mean, so different than laboring. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. And Bernie is looking for, according to Insider, a 32-hour, 4-day work week for the same pay.
Well, I think that's a hard one to sell to a guy who's made payroll for a long time. I'm just telling you, that is a hard one for me to accept from a management or an ownership point of view.
Do you think people are working, I mean, efficiency? I mean, how much productive work do you think is actually done, man? You ever see Office Space? Like, how much, what would you say you do here? You know, some people, they show up, you can play Office, man, but, you know, you're not necessarily getting work done. You're hanging out at the water cooler, you're getting some coffee, you got yourself a smoke break. I mean, actual, true on, full on working with your hands, you know, putting cars together, that kind of stuff. Full on work. That's hard
like
work
output.
Man.
Like they judge you by the quantity of output you create during the business day.
Yes.
Now that seems more difficult than what I do. Yeah. You know, we make radio excellence each day, but it's only for a couple hours. And you know, you got to read the paper and prepare for what we're going to say, hopefully, Dom, but ultimately it's not laborious. It's not digging ditches. And I get the fact that people that do that sort of laborious work, it's hard. But here's the flip side of that, man. Have you been to the grocery store or really any store lately? They're already cutting the employees. You know, this new tech is check yourself out. No, thank you. I'll wait in the long line with the one checkout cashier because at least she gets to work. She's got a name. She can help me. Check
out. Maybe I'd feel that way if we weren't at like 3% unemployment, man. You know, and I don't have time because I got to get to work. To wait 20 minutes in line if I got, you know, three items.
I don't go shopping before work, dude. You go shopping after work.
Come on, man.
Work's always
there. What are you talking about? It never ends, man. So it depends, again, depending on your job. Guys like you and I can work all day, every day, dude. Literally. You know what I mean? So sometimes I got to, like, force myself. I'm not reading any more articles. I'm not doing any more work. I'm done. I'm done for the day. You just got to shut it off. But if you're like, working with your hands, if you're on the line, dude, that's work, man. You, if a line goes down in the auto industry, man, millions of dollars a minute going away. You know what I'm saying? You cannot have the line go down. That is a high-pressure production job. These people are working their asses off, man. And to see what the CEO is taking 30 mil a year, I mean, the percentages that management has over the workers right now are obscene, as we know. You just look at the history of payroll in this country, man.
Well, maybe it's because I've never seen that sort of garnered benefit flow to the top. I'm just not doing it right. You know, if I was more profitable, I'd have gotten
cash
rich somewhere
uphill,
along the line.
Crap rolls down. You know what I mean, Critty? That's how it works.
Well, I certainly know. Because I'm
well,
a little...
sometimes you got to, you know, those that are doing the work, they got to get paid, man. 32 hours a week, Bertie, I am down for it, brother.
But so many people... Not in this fine organization, because we got nothing but diligent human beings. But so many people, man, do you think they're pulling a solid 40? Solid 40. Working hard for the company for 40 hours.
No, I don't. That's why I think the inefficiencies you think you're going to lose are already lost, man.
So we're going to send them home a day early? Reward that sort of inefficient behavior?
Reward? Is that what it is?
Is
or
it?
Just letting people earn it and be human, live their lives instead of being an output. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. One more segment.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for isolated showers tonight, otherwise mainly clear. Lows dip down to about 53. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high of 73. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. Mainly sunny skies and calm Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 82. 80 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 71.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. And make sure you stick around. Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn show coming up at 6 o'clock.
Dominic, at least I, am going on the road later this week. Green Bay, Wisconsin, Kristen Lyerly is going to co-devil with me from Green Bay. The WGBW studios going up there on Thursday, hanging out with Mino and the mayor. Going to have some other fine guests, hoping to get the current mayor, Eric Gingrich. He's a Dem. Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of the Morning Cannolis. He's joining us for the Happier Happy Hour on Hump Day Wednesday. Congressman Mark Pocan tomorrow, Dom, at 4:30. John Nichols at the 5 o'clock.
Oh, man, stacking them up, Crudy.
I've been working. This is work for me, Dom. And then next week, we're going to WRCO land. Little Brewers, and then politics, then Packers. We're jamming it all in. WRCE going to play the Brewers game. They're going to play the Devil's Advocates. Then WRCO is going to play the Packers. And we're going to be at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. We're going to do our show. Dale Schultz will be a fine guest. Many others, I suspect. And then Packers against the Lions, dude. And that's the game that's streaming on the Amazon platform, and if you don't have it, you can't watch the game. So come on down and party with the Devil's Advocates. I know Dale Schultz was looking forward to partying with us. Yeah, hell, nice. Phil Nee says he's going to come party. Phil Nee is a rock star in Richland County. People admire him. He's kind of a big deal. And then Friday, Dom, we'll be in La Crosse for Oktoberfest, and we'll party our asses off as only we can. And we'll bring the audience with. And then I'm going to be back up in Eau Claire, Dom, on October 9th. So lots of live events on the calendar. People keep asking us, when are you guys going to be coming to my town? Soon, pretty soon. And so many people, thank you for the cookies. People brought us cookies, said nice things to us at the Willie Street. You know, the latest run of cookies. And the one day I indulged and sort of abused the power of talk radio, Dom, I was feeling a little hungry. Need some sweets, sugar tooth kind of kicking. So I invited people to bring me cookies or somehow deliver or get me some cookies. And the generosity of the cookie giving ever since that moment, Dom, has kind of been overwhelming. If people gave like that to cancer would be solved. Instead, Crudy's like 42 pounds heavier because I've been getting a multitude of cookies. The people,
and so they're so good too.
And I mean, and the so nice
yummy cookies.
Carolyn, I believe her name. She showed up. She wasn't sharing. These are Crudy's cookies. One Packer G for the Jordan Love Boat, she said, and one beer glass just because she thinks we're degenerate alcoholics, apparently, Dom. And I did not share. I ate both the cookies.
You did not share. So thank you. Rebecca gave me a sugar cookie. I got one at Willie Street.
We can share the women. We can share the wine, but not the Crudy cookies.
Not the Crudy cookies. Crudy, I want to throw this one out there. So, yes, Bernie Sanders, 32 hours a week. Let's do that. But, let's end on a different note. Your favorite source, Crudy, the Raw story. Lauren Boebert.
Oh, I knew you were going to go to Boebert.
The sex crime charge under Colorado lewdness law. Oh, no. The fallout from Rep. Lauren Boebert's humiliating ouster from a Denver theater after she aggrieved fellow partygoers by vaping, dancing in her seat, taking flash pictures, and engaging in mutual groping with her date may not be over. According to a report from Newsweek, the normally attention-seeking Colorado Republican may have run afoul of a Colorado ordinance designed to clamp down on public lewdness that if taken to the extreme is punishable by fines and up to 6 months in prison, along with being classified as a sex offender. Fulbert, who has since apologized.
Would she have to register?
Yeah. She has since apologized profusely for her actions a week ago while the audience of a Beetlejuice performance, while in the audience of a Beetlejuice performance, runs the risk that she could be charged with 187301 of the Colorado Criminal Code. As Newsweek said, the law stipulates that public indecency is a petty offense sex crime, but does tend to carry lighter penalties, though, such as 10 days in jail or up to $300 in fines, in addition to potential probation, community service, or mandatory counseling. Well, she needs some counseling. But there is an outside chance of a sex offender designation that could be placed upon the 36-year-old who recently became a grandmother if she is convicted. The report states, in most cases, such crimes don't lead to individuals being classified as sex offenders. The law also differs from indecent exposure, which involves an individual knowingly exposing their genitals to satisfy sexual desires. Lawyers have a difficult time proving public indecency, however, due to the broadness of the statute and the relative nature surrounding the act. Matthew Hand, a Denver-based criminal attorney, said that the law is vague and overreaching. In an interview with Newsweek, Hand explained, although a theater is a crowded public setting where a lewd fondling could be prosecuted as public indecency, it is unlikely that brief groping over the clothes while seated in a dark theater would lead to conviction. The acts need to have been reasonably expected to be viewed by others, and a jury must be convinced of that beyond a reasonable doubt. But let's not forget this. So she gets kicked out of the theater and she releases a statement. Oh, you know, I was just so happy and exuberant. I was dancing in the seats and, you know, having too much fun and the vaping. Well, that was a fog machine. Well, then they got cameras, right? And these are some pretty decent cameras, I got to tell you. And there she is, but, you know, just vaping away and her dates, you know, groping on her breast and she cups his hand on her breast, right? She leans over, does the crotch grab, one hand. Oh, no, two-hander. She two-hands the dude in the theater, man, lying her ass off about smoking, all of it. And what drove me, I was like, when I saw the video, I'm like, all you people are talking about the vaping. I mean, these guys, this is like literally like sexual kind of acts in public. You're Republicans.
And oh, finally, you act like you're repulsed. You've done that.
I'm not fucking. Whatever, that's fine, but don't act like you're the family values. Don't act like, oh, you know, we can do all these, you know, what she's not, Lauren Bulber's not a drag queen. You know what I'm saying? All the things they think, all these drag queens and gaping and LGBTQ, we're the family, and then they go out and act like this.
You know,
my
understanding is her date owns a gay bar where they actually host drag parties. the gropey, although the, I mean, okay, it was more of a mutual groping.
No, man, I'm okay. You know, come on. I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, I've been around a while.
You've groped me a couple
I've
times.
I've been a few times in a theater. You know, come on. You make it out when you're a kid. You make it out in the theater. You know, you get all grabby. I mean, that's what kids do. But come on, man. I mean, I guess she's still in her 30s. So, you know, whatever. But it's not the public displays of affection. It's the rank hypocrisy. It's the outright lies. It's the embarrassing nature. I mean, this lady represents Colorado. Come on, man. Get rid of this person. She's a hypocrite, and she does not deserve to be there.
Come on. Just a divorcee grandmother on the make at a live Beetlejuice performance, groping and vaping.
It's been a tough divorce. It's, you know, public and all.
Thank you all for listening.
So it makes me lie to you.
Never lie to me. You can grope me, but never lie. Thank you all for listening. Devil's Advocates, Maggie Dawn Show is next.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media.